Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Rumors rocking the geopolitical alignment of China. Will Xi step down for failing health? Are they going to Biden Xi? Kamala has daddy issues? No, really, she has daddy issues. Democrats are the most undemocratic organization on planet Earth today. You want proof? I've got it. Hold on. It's coming. Very encouraging news for California Republicans. No thanks, by the way, to the California GOP. We're trying to take credit for it. What does this mean for Trump's campaign? Will California go Trump? Maybe Trump will have to move Mar-a-Lago to California? And what are my top takeaways from the Elon Trump interview? Only 1 billion to hear that interview so far. These days, there is way more news than I can synthesize into a 28-minute space, so I've introduced what I call touch and goes. Let's do some touch and goes. What triggers a frog? Burn their cities, beat their cops, no biggie. Call their flag satanic, and you're out of here. Meet Majubi, an imam, Muslim preacher, from Tunisia. He has lived in France for 40 years. In a sermon, he said the French flag was satanic. And that's it. He's out of here. Back to Tunisia for you, bub. Some say the French are called frogs because Paris was built on a swamp. And the early Parisians developed a taste for frog legs. Early French heraldry depicted frogs on coats of arms. One guy claims he knows of an early coat of arms displaying 3 frogs. But the guy who seems to have done the best job of digging into this, very important detail, yeah, wait for it, tells us the term frog was used pejoratively for Dutchmen and Jesuits as early as the 1300s. Now, that likely is connected with the biblical use of the frog as a representation of devils, or Satan. I saw 3 unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. I do have quite a few listeners in France. I hope your gendarmerie nationale does not go all Brit on me and apply to Blinken to extradite me to France in order to send me to Tunisia with other people who say things that can be construed as disparaging to fertile France. You heard about that, right? Here's a Fox News article. UK police commissioner threatens to extradite, jail US citizens over online posts. Quote, we'll come after you, end quote. London's Metropolitan Police Chief warned that officials will not only be cracking down on British citizens for commentary on the riots ongoing there, but on American citizens as well. Yeah, really. Here he is. You can almost see the frogs jumping out of his mouth as he says it.
The full force of the law of people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Well, there you have it, right out of the beast's mouth, right? Time is running out for humans, said a man who just lost his job to AI. Fortune reports, quote, over 4,000 workers have lost their jobs to AI since May, outplacement firm estimates, and that's certainly undercounting, end quote. AI-generated content is not entirely soulless. Now, I played around with it a bit, and I find that in almost every case, I can identify something that is AI-generated by its lack of soul. That intangible element of personality that does more than animate matter, that also gives life to thought, breath to prose. For example, ChatGPT would say, life to thought and breath to prose. And that's because AI does not breathe. It does not feel the intrusive "and" interjected there, or recognize how dropping the "and" increases the sense of drama. Less is more, sometimes, depending on how you, well, feel in the moment, right? And right there, AI wants "at the moment," because it doesn't know at what moment you want to be in the moment. You see, friend, AI replicates but cannot duplicate, and it cannot know what you're trying to say. It can guess, but it cannot know. In fact, it cannot know anything. But in another way, AI is not entirely soulless. The question is, however, what soul? Who is the mind behind the algorithms? And why should I trust that they won't do through their algorithm what they have done with their shadow banning, only with far greater efficiency and more devastating effect? The last two paragraphs in my notes here would never have been written by AI, at least not with help from a soul somewhere. Biden betrays Israel and strengthens Iran. Mossad takes out another terrorist in Iran's house, and they threaten to open an all-out war on Israel. Biden and Blinken sent a delegation to appease Iran. The question is, what did it cost us this time? Did they give Iran the names of the Mossad agents responsible for this execution? Or other names they know about that they can use to get revenge? Well, that doesn't actually seem very likely. I don't think Netanyahu has trusted the Blinken, double entendre intended, the Blinken-Biden team anymore than he respects them now. Not likely that Israel read the Americans into their operation, is what I'm saying. Most likely, Mayar Tusi on Tusi TV, host of We Are the Media, got it right. A Brit what watches this stuff, Tusi, figures it's more likely Biden Blinken promised billions to the ruling regime in Iran. He points out what I've noticed, those Muslim leaders are ready to send someone else to meet Allah and his 70 goats. Now that might be a little too inside for most of us, but they don't want to draw a target on their own turbans to invite a Mossad assassin to visit their house. Iran's leaders will sell out to the American sellouts. Why do liberal solutions always involve selling out America and strengthening the hands of wicked oppressors? And finally, in the "no informed person is surprised, but you need to know so you can tell" department, first, Kellyanne Conway seems to have lost her way, got tangled up in the rhino undertow, and did a cat slap at Trump's VP pick, hiss hiss. Was it her office that leaked the lie that Trump is having second thoughts about his VP pick, J.D. Vance? You see, friends, country club gopers don't like Vance because he's too middle-class Christian for membership in the Republican rhino Aristo Snob Country Club. It's about time we got a redneck hillbilly in the White House. I expect him to come to the Rose Garden in a pair of Wranglers, no Levi's, real men's jeans, standing in Tecova's boots, you know, under a Stetson El Presidente. Oh, yeah. And I like the silver belly. And then there's this. Kamala unveils her inflation plan. Soviet-style price controls. That does not address the problem. CBS says, take a cold shower and skip a meal. What? Kamala says, I'll set price controls on food. Well, friend Carter tried that in the 70s. I was there. And it only finally depressed the economy further. And you can find it all in my notes. Check out this link. Ramsey explains why that will not work. Well, we all know how well that worked for the Soviet Union, right? Yeah, it's old Soviet style. It'll do the same for us. Which is according to plan, I think. These traders create the problem and then use the fix to, well, fix us good. You know, as in, the fix is in, the sky is falling. Thank you, Mulder. A Kamala presidency will kill America. I can't insert the entire clip, but check out this link to understand why price controls did not work when Carter tried them and will not work today. Why do liberals think we are so stupid we can't understand what we see going on right in front of us? The very thing the communists say they are trying to fix, they actually create. Right now, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. Swift and her ilk don't feel the financial pinch that we do. Artificially imposing price controls does not address what's causing the problem. Inflation is driven by government tax and spend policies. Hey, Camila, how about getting government off our backs and quit spending us into oblivion? These jokers boast about a 1% increase in consumer spending. Well, yeah, because everybody has to throw more money at less goods. The consumer spending is driven up by the rich, while along with the average American worker who's being forced to pay more for everything and get a whole lot less for it. For measure what the people are getting for all the money they're spending. There's your real measurement. These liberal communists consistently demonstrate their utter disregard and disrespect for working Americans. Anytime the government comes to the rescue, look out. Remember, Reagan used to say, the 9 scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Okay, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Rumors rocking the geopolitical alignment of China. Will Xi step down for failing health? Take a look and listen to these videos I've linked here in my notes, put up by a Chinese dissident, Li's Real Talk. She understands the politics of China and has a keen mind for reading the actions of the Communist Party. Not only will it give you insight into what's going down in China, it will also help you understand what's going on here in the maneuvers of the CCP operatives in our own government, the Biden-Kamala regime. Now, how much money was that China pumped into Biden's pockets? Bank records show that about $20 million went to Biden family and associates through a myriad of shell companies. I mean, it's not only in the White House, by the way. It's in the Capitol, too. Something like 30 senators have their hands in Xi's pockets. Want proof? Read Trevor Loudon's 2 volumes, Security Risk Senators. It's all documented right there. China has its own problems with a fading head of state. Remember the cover-up on Biden's health problems? Flying into Nevada, calling in an emergency from Biden's plane. Inexplicably, by the way, it was not on Air Force One, huh? The hospital in Las Vegas was alerted and on standby, expecting the president to be rolled in on a gurney. And then suddenly it's all called off. His plane reroutes to carry him home on the East Coast. Nobody wants to talk about it. All hush, hush. You know, look at him now. Pushed out of the campaign by Pelosi. Yeah. Check out this article. Nancy Pelosi forced Joe Biden to quit 2024 race with an ultimatum in scathing phone call claims report. Check it out right here. Xi attended the first day of their Communist Congress. It was their third plenum, a Congress of Ravens and a Murder of Crows, if you ask me. But to call that crowd a Congress, it would be an insult to salamanders, ravens, and crows. Anyway, during the recent gathering of the Communist Party leadership in Beijing, rumors started circulating that Xi had a stroke or some other problem that made his mouth droop and his body collapse. The party went into their maneuvers of controlling information, confiscated all phones, cameras, and so on of any present at the party. And then the party went silent. And this was followed by some evidence of confusion, strange things going on, suggesting preparations for war were afoot. Except it was the sort of preparations you would expect if there was concern about internal unrest breaking out. Speculation among China watchers is that they're going to Biden Xi. Some suggest it could happen before our election. Very interesting. Xi has ruled the Chinese Communist Party like the dictator that he is. Remember the purge that went on earlier in China. Documentation here. Very likely there will be some upheaval over a regime change. Is that what the military preparations are all about? Well, we'll see. Kamala has daddy issues. So no one actually cares. But is Kamala black or Asian? Are we changing the meaning of the word black now? I'm asking for a friend, Donald Trump. Her daddy says no. I totally agree with Bongino. Cutie time or cutesy time, as he puts it, is over. But I still got a kick out of this cutesy poem. Roses are red, Kamala's not black, Joe has dementia, and Hunter's on crack. But really, her daddy thinks his daughter is an embarrassment to the family. Kamala, playing the race card, insults him. He is an India-Indian, Jamaican mix. Her mother is India-Indian. In other words, nowhere in her birth certificate and nowhere in her blood is there any African black at all in her veins. She's not even an Elizabeth Warren engine, right? Well, that was bad. A little too droll even for my taste. And it's not that I care, friend. Like I said, black is beautiful, but a lying fake is not. Who wants this sort of person in the White House? I would not trust that lying ignoramus with our Constitution, I'm just saying. And while I'm on that, we don't need a constitutional convention. What we need are honest, God-fearing leaders who will honor the Constitution and their oath to it. And no Constitution, no matter how good, is secure in the hands of wicked liars. Our founders understood that. As we have now daily proof. It's about morality, friend. Morality matters. Character counts. Honesty is still the best policy, hey? And a woman who will whore her way into power will whore away our liberties, let me tell you. Democrat leaders today are the most undemocratic people on planet Earth. And if you want proof, just take a look at this CIA color revolution regime change that took place in Bangladesh. I can't go into it here. Check in with me Saturday night at about 8 p.m. for Brain Massage Live. Rumble, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, more coming. Oh, and get a load of this. Tulsi Gabbard was put on a domestic terrorist watch list. I kid you not. And her first exposure to that was after she criticized Kamala. Really? Yeah, looky right here. Get my notes. Go to brainmassage.net. Let's take a short break, my friend. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Landon with the Landmark Group of Keller Williams Realty Central Coast.
Working with the right team really makes a large difference. And what that looks like is working with someone that has high integrity, good values, understands the market, years of experience. I've been in this industry since 2006, and I have loved every moment of it. And part of that journey has been honing in the process to make it as simple and easy for our clients as possible. So when someone works with us, they know they're going to have a great high level of integrity. They're also going to have an easy process, easy as possible, and that all around they're going to have a great experience. We have so many 5-star reviews that our clients have shared with the public on the internet that really we are proud of, and we want to keep that going for years and years to come.
At Landmark Real Estate Group, you are the hero of the story, and our job is to guide you home. Let us know how we can help.
Call Jeff Landon at 805-904-0012. That's 805-904-0012.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him, and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Very encouraging news for California Republicans. No thanks to the California GOP, by the way. But voters are flocking into the Republican Party. Democrats and independents and a whole cadre of Christian conservatives who have been reached and convinced to come out of hiding and register to vote. And California is showing its true color. And that color is red, baby. And it's not commie red, it's American red. It's MAGA red. Carl DiMaio has the receipts. Democrat registration has dropped while Republican registrations are surging in California. You can view his comments here, and the link in my notes, and read a transcript also. I'll excerpt one telling statement. Quote, between February, the last report, and the July report, so less than 6 months, the Republican Party of California gained 94,667 votes, registered voters. The Democrats lost during the same period 43,733 for a net swing of around 135,000 and change. End quote. And then he went on to explain, quote, so despite the fact that we continue to see a massive migration out of the state of California, we are still seeing this shift of about 135,000 net favor to Republican registration. That's a gain of 95,000 for the Republicans and loss of about 44,000 for the Democrats. A total swing of 135,000 votes for MAGA. End quote. That's a total swing of 135,000 MAGA votes. Now, what does this mean for Trump's campaign? Will California go Trump? I think California went Trump in 2016 and in 2020. So, will Trump move Mar-a-Lago to California? Well, he might have to if the Florida mayor of Palm Beach gets her way. She wants to shut down Mar-a-Lago. And I'm not kidding. Keep a wary eye on the whole DeSantis phenomenon. I don't know. I've spoken to this before. I've had serious misgivings about DeSantis and his coming into the MAGA fold. And I've always been suspicious of his unwillingness to address voter fraud in Florida. So I need to move toward a conclusion of today's visit. I did go a little long in the first segment. What are my top takeaways from the Elon Trump interview? Only 1 billion views so far, last time I checked. Might be 2 billion by now. First up, they talked about the assassination attempt. I appreciate that. Now, Trump is clear that he honors the bravery of the Secret Service that jumped in to protect him after shots were fired, but he has questions. With the rest of us, he wants to know why he was allowed onto the stage when that suspicious character, who turned out to be the shooter, was identified roaming about, behaving in a way not so savory, and then climbing up on a building with a gun that is an obvious assassin's perch, perfect spot to shoot the president in that venue. And that building was unprotected? Turns out it wasn't even being watched. And why was Trump not pulled off the stage before the shooter got a chance to pull the trigger, hitting Trump and killing Corey Comparatore and wounding, I think, two others? Judicial Watch reports the FBI has denied their FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request for the FBI's records covering the July 13th assassination attempt, adding to the suspicion it was a failed CIA assassination attempt in coordination with the FBI, some elements of it. Well, I'm just saying it's all adding up to that when I plug in all the questions that the government is refusing to answer. You know, just kind of tap them all into your handy-dandy Barbara Streisand calculator, you know, the one Rush bequeathed to us. If you get my meaning, the FBI pulled out the old can't talk about an ongoing investigation or Exemption 7A dodge. And it works like this. Use the never-ending investigation to provide a cover to shield the government from having to answer questions that they already know the answers to, but pretend they're still trying to get to the bottom of it all through their investigation, wink, wink. You know, the fact that 1 billion viewers were exposed to this truth talk is very heartening. They talked about the border with equal frankness, making the point that Kamala's talk about closing the borders as fake as she is. The Biden-Kamala team has had the opportunity to take care of this problem for almost 4 years, and they've done nothing except actually create the problem. Now, she was appointed as border czar and wouldn't even so much as go visit the border. Don't give me that she visited the border thing. First, she doesn't visit the border until she's practically forced to do so, and then she really doesn't go to any place on the border where there's anything to look at. What these two teamed up to accomplish was to open up the border to bring in as many possible Democrat voters as they could. But somebody I heard on Gutfeld, I think it was Dana, explained that something very interesting. You know, most actual legal immigrants who come in, they're more conservative than many conservatives. So it's not really a foregone conclusion that all of these immigrants being naturalized, this uptick, is going to produce voters for the Democrats. Anyway, here's a shocker for you. You can't believe a documented liar. When they call Trump a liar, all you have to do is ask him, well, okay, what lie did he tell? And I started this way back in 2016. And their accusation collapses like the proverbial house of cards. But we all watched what Kamala did, didn't we? We watched it. We saw it. You don't have to ask. She can't lie her way out of this. Trump and Musk discussed the weaponization of the government, the total clown show of Biden's foreign policy, supported by Kamala, by the way. Remember, it was Kamala who started the war in Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, she went over there talking publicly about bringing Ukraine into NATO, the whole regime there, knowing full well that would poke the bear. And that's why they did it. I'll discuss that further on Saturday night during Brain Massage Live. The whole mess adds up to the real Russian collusion scandal. Essentially, my takeaway is to praise God for raising up Musk to buy Twitter and use it to expose the truth about the communist coup that's going on within America right now. At the hands of Biden and Kamala, the truth will make you free, and only the truth will keep us free. Thank you, Mr. Musk. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call my listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. And you can just say lights on if you agree and lights off if you don't. Or leave a message for me. And if you want me to call back, let me know. Or email me or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's the www.brainmassage.net, all lowercase, one word, you know the drill. Find the contact button and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday continuing a series titled The Bible and the Bill of Rights. Come on out and meet me. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't replace the divine right of kings with the divine right of government. Get this book and get the truth that will make you free. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Go to books@dbp.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.